So in this episode of the Law of Gold podcast, we're going to be talking about social intelligence. And it's a really, really small section in the book Mastery by Robert Greene. And I love reading this book. I'm really only halfway done with it, but I'm learning a lot about myself, about other people. And I really enjoyed this little small section. It's like 2-3 pages of social intelligence and how I really started learning and realizing how important social intelligence is. And I like to consider myself as someone that's very observant when it comes to how other people act or react. And I kind of have a, I believe I have a pretty good skill in finding out who a person is based off of the way that they act or react to certain situations. And the way that Robert Greene explains it in this little section is really, really important, because he mentions how crucial it is to the success of a relationship if you're able to understand someone for who they are as a person and not necessarily for the mask or the facade that that person puts up. Because it's very, very likely that when you initially meet someone, you're going to be meeting the mask. You're not going to be meeting the actual person, because people like to feel liked. And in order for them to feel liked, they'll either realize who you are, adapt their masks to kind of be qualified or to be accepted by you. And so the mask that they're putting up is going to be in full force. And in order for you to really understand who they are, you're gonna have to spend some more time with them, and maybe just spend around like different scenarios. Like, for example, if someone's wearing a mask, they're acting all nice and stuff, and then let's say, for example, you're at a restaurant with them, and then they start acting mean to the waiter. It's a complete 180 from who you thought that they were, right? You thought that they were joyful, that they were super pleasant to be with, and then all of a sudden they're acting extremely rude to the waiter. Maybe it just unconsciously came out, or subconsciously it just came out of them and they didn't even realize it, but you picked up on that small thing. And now you got a little taste of who this person actually is and not that mask that they put up. So as you can imagine, I'm sure this social intelligence skill set is, of course, something that can be built up. It's something that can be learned, and it's mainly through experiences and practice. But it's something that's extremely important, not only when it just comes down to like friendships, family relationships, but also like the workplace. If you're a business owner, if you want to get into business, elevating your social intelligence is something that should be of priority, because it's going to be helping you in the workplace. It's going to be helping you in your working relationship with people. Maybe when it comes down to meeting partners, you want to have partnerships that really help elevate that business. And that really comes down to who that quality of a person, the quality of that person is. So I wanted to go over really quickly this little section in the section of social intelligence, and it's general knowledge, the 7 deadly sins. And to read off this little sentence is, some of these traits are quite positive, for instance, our ability to cooperate with one another in a group, while some of these are negative and can prove destructive. Most of these negative qualities are envy, conformism, rigidity, self-obsessiveness, laziness, fightiness, and passive aggression. But in a group setting, there will inevitably be people who have one or more of these qualities to a high enough degree that they can become very destructive. We shall call these negative qualities the 7 deadly realities. And it's true. Whether you have experienced, I know I've experienced at least one of these 7 deadly realities. And maybe you have as well, and you start thinking about it, you start realizing that other people around you have also expressed one of these or more of these 7 deadly realities. And the very first one, envy, which is, I'm sure everyone has felt envious at some point in time. And it's true. When it comes down to envy, we love to put up a mask. And here's a great example. Let's say, for example, your neighbor just put up your neighbor just recently bought a brand new car, super, super nice, and now they're the talk of the town or the cul-de-sac of the block, whatever. And you're envious. You feel envy because they have a nicer car than you do, and you wanted that car. So you're going to feel envious. Now, of course, let's say, for example, there's a block party and you talk with them. You're not going to tell them you're envious of their vehicle, of their achievement. Instead, you're going to be all joyful. You're going to be saying congratulations and all that stuff. But internally, you feel envy. You're putting up a mask in that moment, letting them know that you're basically congratulating. You're happy for them. But in reality, you're envious. But this same thing can happen with other situations. Other people can feel envy towards you, and they act super nice towards you when in reality, they have they don't have the greatest intentions in their heart. And the thing that Robert Greene says is that when it comes down to envy, it can be very retaliatory, because oftentimes there's going to be people that there's going to be people that just put up a mask. They're saying congratulations, that they're happy for you, when internally they feel envious. But there's also going to be times when there's going to be people that feel envious, but they want to do something about it. They feel so much envy that they'll go out of their way to kind of sabotage that success from you. And that is very, very not good. You want to have that social intelligence to be able to pick up on those subtle cues and kind of avoid that situation. And this is something that can happen in business, especially if, for example, if you develop a partnership or some kind of relationship with someone and they feel envious towards your success, then you start noticing things happening. It could possibly be that they feel envious towards you, and now they're trying to sabotage and they're trying to make it low key, and so you're unaware of it. And it's something that can be very, very dangerous. One of the other seven deadly realities is rigidity. And this is oftentimes happens in the workplace, especially when there's a hierarchy. There's a leadership position and subordinates. Let's say, for example, a new person comes into the company and they have amazing ideas, super, super creative, and everyone loves them. They're super creative, great ideas, and that can truly help the company. But because of your rigidity or someone else's rigidity, they're not open to these new ideas, because they want to stick to the status quo. They want to stick to their own ideas, and they're just not open to these new, fresh ideas to make something better happen. The rigidity is a seven deadly reality, because oftentimes we don't even realize it. It normally comes with pride of rigidity, because we feel like our ideas are better, so we're not going to be open to someone else's idea. And I know I have been at fault of this, and I'm sure even if you didn't mean for this to happen, you have been at fault at it too. So rigidity is something that's extremely, extremely important for us to quickly pick up on, whether it's on our own rigidity, or we notice that someone else has rigidity towards us. We want to pick it up and basically say that if we have rigidity, we should open ourselves up to new ideas, hear them out, and see if they're actually going to be working. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be helping everyone advance. If someone else is being rigid towards us and they're not open to our fresh ideas, then there's really nothing that we can do. If we continue pushing that idea, it's just going to create more problems. It's going to create a lot of friction. And if anything, it's going to create a distaste from them towards us. So it's a lot better for us to kind of just comply, and in this situation, kind of be conformist. You don't want to necessarily be super abrasive to other people's rigidity, because especially when it comes down to a leadership position and you're challenging them, it can get quite problematic. And there's five other seven deadly realities. Let me just read them off one more time. They are conformism, self-obsessiveness, laziness, fightiness, and passive aggression. Of course, passive aggression, if you feel envious towards someone, or feel or if you're rigid towards someone, or pretty much any of these seven deadly realities, you can be very passive aggressive and kind of just throw shade at someone, or just throw jabs, verbal jabs at someone, and it's not good. I'm heavily at fault for passive aggressiveness, but it's definitely something that is helping me reflect on my actions, the things that I've been saying to some people around me. And yeah, I hope that by listening to this podcast, it has helped you too. So thanks so much for listening to the Law of Gold podcast. Until next time, have a fantastic day.